Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, and I'm Aaron Gurness. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. Harold's going to talk a little bit about the Knoxville Nationals and some of the issues resolving it city-wise, and he'll also talk about the hospitality of the community of Knoxville. Thanks, Harold, for joining us today. I know that it's Nationals Week right now. We're right in the middle of it, and you have a couple things that I know you wanted to talk about with the community right now.
I know a lot of us are a little tired from Ragbri. We worked hard. We had a good time, but we're doing the same thing with Nationals. Again, Nationals is an event that happens in our community every year. We're fortunate in the fact that we do it every year, and so we kind of have that down to a science a little bit, but there is still a lot of need for volunteers. And again, it's just as important, if not more important, that we showcase Knoxville in as positive of a light as we did with Ragbri. You know, there's a lot of positive impacts that come with Nationals in the racetrack. And that brings to our community. And I know the community, you know, really, again, steps forward every year with that. You know, just the concept of people housing fans in their homes. I mean, you can't be much more hospitable than that. And again, giving somebody some place to lay their head and probably some food, but also just some good conversation. You know, again, there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer and roll out the welcome mat for our guests. And I hope people will do that. You know, again, a reminder, we do try to be quite a bit more flexible when it comes to city code and regulations within the community during that time period. But again, use some common sense. We want to respect ourselves and the fans that are coming here to respect the community of Knoxville. We want them to have a good time, but at the same time, we want everyone to be safe. So, you know, again, use common sense and even though we're not as strict on several issues, you know, we can still use some good thinking and good judgment there on being involved. I know recently, over the last few days, there's been a lot of questions and comments regarding, you know, signage within Knoxville, in particular the garage sale signs. You know, there was a lot of signage for Ragbri. A lot of that signage was directional signage for the event, et cetera, that was put up in city right-of-way for the event. It's a little different animal than a garage sale. You know, that signage was for the event itself and directing the crowd to the event. We try to be very careful not to market a specific business or a specific transaction. It was more just to get people to the event. But regardless, we do want people to be successful with the garage sales. You know, Nationals is a very big time for that. Most people have garage sales, and I can understand why they do that. And we want them to be able to do that. Again, just some reminders of some of the regulations that, you know, garage sale signs need to be out of the city right away. They can be on private property. If you put it on your private property, make sure it's back behind the sidewalk. If you're putting it on somebody else's private property, make sure you have their permission before you put it up. But we do have staff that has been out, you know, canvassing the community and finding those illegal signs and pulling those. If you put a sign up and you discover it's missing, check City Hall. We do not throw those signs away immediately. We'll hold on to them for a few days here at City Hall, so you're welcome to come down and pick them up. There's no fine right now for that. And again, a reminder that on the city website, you can advertise garage sale signs because we do want people to be successful with their garage sales. And so we do provide a free service on our city website that you can go online, fill out a form, and get that onto a community garage sale calendar. What the calendar allows is actually a couple of pretty neat features. One is if there are common garage sale shoppers, they can sign up for notifications through the website. So as soon as a new garage sale is added to the calendar, they automatically receive an email or a text notification. And so that's immediate notifications to someone that's interested in shopping a garage sale. Secondly, is once it's on the calendar, we do also have a map feature. And so when they pull that item up, it'll provide a map showing exactly where your garage sale is taking place in the community. And I believe it even has an ability from that map to provide driving directions from where they're at to how to get to your garage sale. So some pretty cool, neat features there in using that. And again, that's a free service, and we wanted to provide that to help alleviate some of the frustration that comes in not being able to put, you know, a garage sale sign in the city right away and highly trafficked intersections and those kinds of things. The reason we do that is twofold. One is to improve the aesthetics of the community. You know, it doesn't look good very often that you have tons of signs all over the place. And two is it really creates traffic issues. You know, if you're looking for garage sales, et cetera, and you're pulling up to an intersection, you know, it can be difficult to read, you know, 6-7 signs that are sitting at an intersection. And so that can create traffic issues and accidents and those kinds of things. And so we just try to regulate that. It's a safety issue, and it's an aesthetic issue that we're dealing with and addressing. So we think we've provided some ways that people can still have their garage sale signs and they can still be effective.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Harold, for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. I hope everyone has a great Nationals. It looks like we've had some great weather here, and it looks like the crowds have already been good-sized crowds.
Thanks to Harold Stewart, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.